Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, at the beginning of the ninth parak. The ninth parak picks up right where we left off, when we had the list of Skila, which led to the eighth parak tangent of Ben Sora Morad. And now we go back to those who get different kinds of mitzot. Elohim Ani Srafin, this is the first half of Mishnah Aleph. And this lists those people who get Sreifa. Habal Isha Ubita, and we'll have a discussion about what that means. Vatko Inchazinta, and that's the entire list. Which means, by the way, all of Sreifa is within the world of Arayot, and only specific Arayot. But as we'll see, Ishbichlal Usha Ubita, that includes the following nine, which are Bito, Bat Bito, Bat Beno, his daughter, his son's daughter, his daughter's daughter, Atishto, Bat Bito, Bat Beno, the same thing with his wife's children, grandchildren. His mother-in-law, his wife's grandmother on both sides. Okay. Now, the first question is, the Gemara points out that it's not talking about, or it doesn't state, the isur of mother-in-law, which is having relations with a woman that you married a daughter, el ha-balisha bita. And the implication, the way that the Gemara is learning it is, meaning both Isha Uvita or Nisur. So who are these two women? Chamoto ve'im chamoto. Meaning there's a third woman there who you married, and then it's her mother, and then that one's mother. And from the end of the Mishnah, it sounds as if those two are explicit in the Torah, and the rest are all learned from there. So now, as we'll see at the end of this piece, so to understand this properly, just give you a little heads up, at the end of the piece that we'll see today, there's a machloket Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in how to understand the word eten, otova eten. If a man takes a woman and her mother, then they burn him and them, eten. Rabbi Akiva says eten means both of them, and the text is talking about the mother and her mother. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, eten means the one of them. So now, Rabbi Akiva just says eten means both of them, right? And two of them. And Rabbi Shmuel says it means one of them. We'll see that later on. So Abaye says that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree on the halakha. Rabbi Shmuel Dorshin means they disagree about how to interpret the pasuk, and that's it. It's an exegetical disagreement, not a halachic one. Which means they both agree that your wife's her mother's mother is Asur. The question is she in the Pasuk? So Abayadamar Mashwal Toshnika Binayu Matnikimar Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Kiva, who says that Aim Chamoto is explicit in the Pasuk. And Rabbadamar Chamoto Lacharita Ikibinayu. Rabbi says that they both agree, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree, that Aim Chamoto is not in the Pasuk. And the question, different interpretation of Otovaten, which we'll get to then, but therefore he says nobody will think that Em Chamoto is explicit. Then Matnitid Mani. So who's the author of the Mishnah? And so the Chavamatani Abal Ishashin is Salvita. Rava could explain that the version of our Mishnah really should read the way that we originally wanted it to read. We're all talking about one woman, which is if you married a woman and then relations with her mother. So that means that the two in the Mishnah are mother in law and Bat Kohen. So the last three in our Mishnah are superfluous in one account or another. Abaye will agree that Eim Chamiv is not explicit in the Pasuk. So therefore, Chamoto and Chamoto, which really are listed, are thrown in just for ease of memory to have the full three. Rava says both Eim Chamoto and Eim Chamiv are not there, but Chamoto is extra. Okay, how do we know all of these isur? The Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Isha Sheikach and Isha Vet Ima. Now, Ainli Ali Isha Vima, all I know is a woman and her mother. Bat Isha Uvat Pita Uvat Benaminayin, how do I know if you take a woman and her daughter or her granddaughter on either side? So the answer is, Nemar Kan Zima, Nemar Lalan Zima, it's on the page. And in the context of the Onesh, it says Zima. And in this case, Pasuk 2, in the case of the Azar in Perek Yud Chet, it also says Zima about taking a woman who you married, her daughter or her granddaughter. Malalan Mitalva Mitalva Panasa. Just like in Pasuk 2, in the Azara, it talks about the generations down. Avkan Mitalva Mitalva Panasa, therefore for the Onish also. When I'm also Zechar, I'm going to give up, we'll see what that means. But how do we know that male side and female side are equal? The Markan Zima, but Malalan Zima. Again, Zima on both sides. Malalan Zechar, I'm going to give up. Avkan Zechar, I'm going to give up. And again, we'll see what that means. How do we know, and the general way of understanding this means, that a vertical relationship down is the same as the vertical relationship up? So in both cases, we treat a descendancy like an ancestry. And flip it, that just like we talk about Isha v'Ima, so in the case of Bat Pita, we also go up. So we go up and down in both cases. Alusinat already agrees with that. So we have several tricky phrases. How do I know that male and female is the same? What does that mean? If it's to say that son's daughter is like daughter's daughter, they're both there explicitly in the Pasuk. You're not deriving one from the other. What it means is that your wife's father's mother is like your wife's mother's mother. But how could you possibly say that? We don't yet know Em Chamoto. So how could you say Em Chamiv is like what we know about Em Chamoto? So Rabbi Achakamar, he explains what the Zechem Kenekivot means. That your own consanguinity is the same as your wife's relatives. Now, but the problem is neither Pasuk talks about your own She'er. It talks about your wife's family, your wife's mother, your wife's daughter, and granddaughters. So the answer is, and this is a famous piece that we've already seen. There is another Pasuk that talks about Ervat Chahena, that talks about your own consanguinity, and that lines them all up together. All right. So that's what Zechar v'Kenekivot is going to mean. Now, Amar Mar, and I'm also the Matah Kilamala. That was the other phrase that we had to deal with. My Lamata Kilamala, what does that mean? It was a phrase in the Braita, to tell me that a granddaughter is like a daughter, and they're all explicit in the Pasuk. I'm not inferring one. They're all there. It means that your wife's grandmothers are like your wife's mother. So Hayi Lamata Kilamala, then you shouldn't say that we treat down like up. In other words, just like in the case of going down, we go down three generations. So we go up three up three generations, then we're inferring up from down, not down from up. So we say, okay, Tani the Malik Lamata. You're right, we have a version that says, instead, that up is like down. In other words, three generations up, we learn from three generations down. So, Yahi, Namarkan Zima, Malan Zima, but then how do you do it by a Zima Zima? Ashta Ini Lok Tiva, Zima Diduk Tiva? But you gotta remember that it doesn't say Em Chamiv and Em Chamoto in the Pasuk. So how could you infer Zima from there? This is what it means. So that's what it means. That how do you know to extend it to a third generation up? That's what the Malamata Zima and Malamata Zima. Malamata Shloshadu wrote. Just like in the case of the Azara, it talks about her daughter and her granddaughters, third generation. So just like it says, your wife and her mother, so they extend it to her grandmothers. Now, umaba onesh asalamata kilamala. So if in the case of onesh now, we've extended it third generation, akhazorna me asalamala kilamata. And therefore, in the azhara, we're also going to extend it up. In other words, now we're going to extend both the azhara and the onesh to a third generation. It's all a mix and match. Ravashi disagrees with the whole take, and he says, la'ol gerifani, which is Lumala Kilamata, sorry, Lamata Kilamala, and Umay Lamata, Lamata V'Isra, Lamata doesn't mean up or down, Lamata means more distant from the principal person, which is either you or your wife. So that means that we make the more distant one equal to the nearer one. Okay, that's how Rav Ashi reads it. The whole next piece is going to be a diyun based on Rav Ashi's read of this, which is that the more distant one is equal to the closer one. Umahi ein ima asura. In other words, in the case of bita and bat bita is equal to bita. Same punishment. Same warning, same punishment. So therefore, we're going to say the same thing, which is that, and now we've mixed, by the way, zacharim kenekivot, and the third generation. So let's see how this all works out. Imahi ein ima asura. Afu ein ima asura. Think about this. In your mother, in your wife's case, her grandmother's asur, so therefore your grandmother's asura, which by the way, we don't know to be the case, and in reality it's a shnia, she's not asur d'oraita. Rabbi Amar Kra Imchahi. No, when the Torah talks about your own mother, it says Imchahi. Shumimo Tabachaibo means it stops there, Ya Tabachaibo Shumimimo. It doesn't go to another generation up. Specific halacha. Now, Rava gives a different thing. There are two different ways to deal with a gzera shava. One is don mina omina, which means you take the wording of the gzera shava, apply it, and then take it as far as the comparison can go. Or don mina v'oki batra means you take the particular context of the words of the gzera shava and apply there, but keep everything else as it is in the home place, in the place that you're referring to. She says, according to either one, it won't work to Asher, your own grandmother. And therefore, even though this Zera Shav may work, and Rashi may be right, nonetheless, it won't happen. It won't play out here. And here's how it goes. Lamanda Mardon Mino Mina, according to that first approach, Mahi, Emi Masura, Fu Nami, Emi Masura, so you're going to try to say that your own grandmother is Asura, Fumina. What would you go from there? Mahi Visrefa, Fu Nami Visrefa. Just like wife's grandmother is Visrefa, your own grandmother is Visrefa. Now, why won't that work? Lamanda Masrefa Chamor Korim Shimon, it certainly won't work. First of all, I understand why you would get the more Chamor thing in the case of grandmother, because after all, your own wife's mother is also Masrefa. But why would you get the more Chamor thing, which is Srefa, for your own grandmother, when for your own mother it's Skila, which according to Shimon is Kal? This one is the Kal V'chomer. How could you have a more Chamor thing for a more distant one? This is just a general parallel thing. In the case of the wife, we don't distinguish between her mother and her grandmother. In the same punishment. So it should be the same thing in your case, which would mean skila. And according to what it says, skila, that last question is the one that'll kill it. In other words, the first couple questions aren't a problem, because if you say skila chamura, so you give her the kal one, that's not a problem. But this problem, which is the parallel, that in the case of the wife, we don't distinguish between ema and emima, and here you are distinguishing. So it wouldn't work. According to the other approach of Gzera Shava, which is you only infer what's new and you leave what's old in place, which would mean, that here you would give emimo beskila, then ashkechan beimo. So clearly, your own mother is less chamor because you're getting sreifa for her mother and skila for yours. And again, the parallel. In the case of her, you don't distinguish between relations with her daughter and her mother. They're both sreifa. Here should be the same thing, which is, you shouldn't distinguish between your own daughter, which is Srefa, and Emo, which now is going to be Skila. Well, Mana or Skila Chamor, if you say Skila Chamor, I mean, I kushal and don't know. That last question is the one that will scotch it. Because again, you shouldn't be distinguishing, and you are. So either way, the Gzera Shava can't start, because it can't lead, with either approach to Gzera Shava, it can't lead to a satisfying conclusion. And we continue with this line. With a parallel argument, which is imahu kalato asura, just like your own daughter-in-law is asura, fi kalata asura, which is now your wife's daughter-in-law should be asura, which is not the case either. And here it's not the case at all. So Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Eshet bin Chahi. Abaye uses the same thing, just like imchahi, Eshet bin Chahi, in the case of your own daughter-in-law, she's asura, mishum Eshet bin Chata v'chalo, v'yata v'chalo, mishum Eshet bin Ha. In other words, that isur only applies to your own daughter-in-law, not your wife's. Now, Rav Amar, now, by the way, parenthetically, obviously, all of these cases we're talking about, the case we're talking about is when this is your wife's son, and it's not your own son's daughter. Okay. Rav Amar, and Rav does the same thing we just saw. Bein l'mandamar don mina mina, bein l'mandamar don mina v'okibatra, olatya. L'mandamar don mina mina, according to the position that says you take a kal v'chomer and then take the index case and apply it to your case as far as possible. Mahu kalato asura, v'ina ma kal as the kalta asura, that's what you're trying to infer. Umina, then where would you go with that? Mahu v'skila, v'hinami v'skila. After all, you get skila for your own daughter-in-law, so she gets skila for her daughter-in-law. Now, according to the approach that skila is more chamor, so you could challenge that and say, after all, your own mother's biskila, but in the case of your wife, her mother's bisrefa. So why are you now giving a more chamor thing, which is skila? It's not, of course, the more chamor here, just doesn't fit to give skila to her kala. Doesn't make sense. Her own daughter's bisrefa, but her daughter-in-law is worse, skila. So the answer is who batzon yechiyach. That one you can't really challenge. The bito bisrefa chalato b'skila. Same thing with your own daughter. Alamahu lo chalakim lo benimo lechalato. Afilo tachlok ba benimo lechalata. This is the parallel piece again, which is just like in your case, your own mother and your own daughter-in-law are the same punishment. So it should be the same thing there. It means it should be srefa, right? And according to don mina mina b'skila, so we get messed up. And the one who says Sreifa Chamura, again, that's the last question. That last challenge will be the one that scotches it because it simply is not a parallel. And now, according to the other approach of Xerashah, Mahu Kalato Asura, Afi Kalata Asura, the Okibatra Hatamu Biskila Vahacha Bisreifa. So here you're going to leave it put and give Sreifa. Just like with your wife's mother, so your wife's daughter-in-law. If you say skila is chamor, you can't give skila to her daughter-in-law, because after all, mainly your own daughter-in-law, you give skila to your own mother is skila. But in the case of your wife, the wife's mother is sreifa, why are you going to give a more chamor thing? In his case, we distinguish between your own daughter and daughter-in-law. Daughter gets sreifa, kala gets skila. Avita chlokpa ben bita lechalata, so you should do the same thing over there. Bita should be sreifa, and the chalata should be something else. Manda marnami sreifa chamura. Even if you say sreifa is chamura, mihai kasha lo nidoni. That last question is the one, again, that will scotch it and make it impossible. Okay, so we pretty successfully defended against the two challenges to Rashi's proposal, which are that that either em imo or kalat ishto would be asurot based on the his read of Lamata Lamala and the Zechem Kenekevot, Abai's read of Zechem Kenekevot, based on either a clear statement of Pasuk according to Abaye or the dead end that the reasoning will lead to according to either approach of Zerusha according to Rava. Now, Bito Minasutom in Asutom in Ayin. How do you know it's asur to have relations with your daughter who is not the daughter of your wife, meaning there's a woman you never married, and that's your daughter from that relationship. Now, Rabbi Kalachomer says, Albat Bito Anush, if you're punished for your own granddaughter, Albito Lapol Koloshukin, so certainly for your daughter. Fionchim Nadin, but you can't give punishments based on a Kalachomer. The answer is Gilim Yotabalma, it's not a Kalachomer. Kalachomer is when you say, this one's more Chamor, and therefore whatever I know about the Kal, I'll apply here. Here, Bito is subsumed under Bat Bito. Bat Bito is, of course, explicit with Allah. Rav Amari has a different source. We've seen this several times. Now, Tani Abua de Rabbi Yadin, he has a third approach. How do we know Bito is Asura? He said, we don't know such a thing. Therefore, Tzoracha Ketuv Lamar Uvat Ish Kohen. The Pasuk about Kubat Kohen. There's Imam Bat Kohen Yivisrefa Vein Bo'al Abisrefa. There's Uvat Ish Kohen. We're reading it two ways. If Aviyah Machalalet is not only, if she has gnut with somebody else, she's defiled her father's name, but also et Aviyah, meaning if she has relations with her father. And if that's the case, then read this. Ima bat kohen yibis sreifa vein bo'al abis sreifa. Remember, in the case of a bat kohen, she gets sreifa, but not the paramour. She gets something else, either chenek or skila. So therefore, af bitomen yibisato yibis sreifa vein bo'al abis sreifa. So therefore, the father shouldn't get sreifa either. So only Mishav Chalot Avia, only one who defiles her father, the paramour gets something else. In the case where her father is the perpetrator, he does get sreifa with her. And there's a lot of good reasoning behind that, of course. Rav Amar Bishlo Mahatama Pikta Nidin Devar Kohen Lokinta Devar Yisrael. Right, Yisrael. I understand in the case of a regular bat coin who has to move with some outside guy, we said, you're not going to have the din of a bat coin. You'll have the din as if you were all about Yisrael, either skilo or chanek. But here, hacha, din of the man mokon lay. Here, there's nothing else, nothing else, no other category to put him in. A din of pnuya mokon lay. What are you going to call him, boil pnuya, which is nothing? So you've got to give him the same punishment, which would be sreifa. Right, that's the punishment. Asarala bito minay soto minay. Where's the azhara that you're not allowed to have relations with bito? If Abaya gets it from the Kalvachomer and Rava gets it from Hina Hina Zima Zima, so then the Azhara is part of that system. What about the third approach, which said it comes from the Yisur Bat Kohen? It comes from the prohibition, do not defile your daughter by being Mazneher. What does that mean? So he's reading it that it means to have relations with it. Rav Yaakov Achud, Rav Achav Yaakov, Rav Achav 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 Yorata, that's what that pasuk says. Rav Chatanya, that teaches something else. From the Chal Azlota, which the simple pshat is, of course, to have your daughter be sold into prostitution. Yachov Achav 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 I might think this pasuk's even talking about a kohen. Who marries his daughter off to a non-kohen, so she now is an outsider for Truma. Talmud Lomar Lahaznota, therefore the pasuk says, Lehaznota, not just Al Tachalot Bitcha, it's about Znut, Chilul Shabbat Znut, Ketuvah Dara, just like we saw with Bat Kohen, Ki Techel, where we thought that might mean Chilul Shabbat, that we said the Znut. Same thing here. Moser Pitosh Lo Shem Yishud. If a man hands his daughter over to someone, not for purposes of Yishud, takes money for his daughter to live with somebody or to have relations. So, Inkem Limakra Al Tachel, so then just say Al Tachel. My Al Tachalel, just like we saw with cursing, Lo Tachalel. Shva Minatarte, you can learn both the prohibition to hand her over to somebody just for sexual purposes, and the prohibition of having relations with the directory. So now they have an extra pasuk. My altilei. So of course one piece is Moser Bito L'Shol Shemishu. As we'll see in the next braita, the isur to hand your daughter off to an old man to get married, because in at least the way Rashi reads it, it's inevitable that because he's not going to be able to take care of her physically, she'll go off and find somebody else and have znut. So you're indirectly leading to her znut. Kiritanya. Keeping your daughter around after she's already reached the age, in which case she's going to go off and be mazana, and you don't let her get married in time. Said, if there's somebody who's poor, be Israel, then it is because he's a Rasha Arum, which was something we dealt with in Sota, a very tricky Rasha, and somebody keeps his daughter around too long. Meaning he's keeping her around so she can work and bring money in the meantime he's using her for his own purposes, but it's going to lead to Znut. Wait, isn't that the same thing? Rabbaye Hachikamar. Who is a Rasha Arum? So we have a third lesson. Be very careful when somebody gives you advice that's directed by self-interest. Okay. Which of course fits with that whole piece where the father says, no, stay here. But it's really, and don't get married yet, where it's really for the reasons that he wants more income in the house. Somebody marries off his daughter to an old man, or somebody who marries a woman to his own minor son, somebody returns an aveda to a non-Jew, here it probably means an akum, it talks about giving, having somebody add on to the slaked one, to the thirsty one. In other words, these are like deliberate sins, not that somebody's doing it out of desperation, but that and Hashem will not forgive him. So Meitave challenges. So if somebody loves his wife like himself, and he honors her more than himself, and he leads his children in the right path, and he marries them off, which right now we think means after they've reached proper age, or the son, close to when he gets to the proper age, You know that your tent is in peace and there won't be any sin. So you see, you are supposed to marry your son off when he's just before the age. The answer is similar to Kan Shani. When he's almost the age, that's fine. But not when he's young. If somebody loves his neighbors, and keeps his krovim close, say patachoto, he marries his sister's daughter. And somebody who lends money to an ani when he really needs it. These are all people who help other people out. Typically, the batachoto, by the way, would be in a case of an orphan. As we saw, Avram and Nachor married their nieces who were orphans. Tana Rabbanan. Now back to the drasha that was at the beginning of the sugya that I promised would help explain. We now see it. Pasuk says, "Ba'ishi sufu otov aten." If a man marries a woman and her mother, you burn him and them at ten. Otov etachat mehan. Bishmal says it means burn him and one of them. And the assumption here means the second one, whichever is the second one, the marriage was the issur. Kivu merotov et shteyan, both of them. So my binayu. So Ba'ishi says, "Mashmal dorshi mikunel." Just an exegetical difference. He says that it works off the Greek word hena, which means one, otova eten, at one of them. Which means you burn the, let's say, the mother-in-law. And em chamoto is caught for a drasha and not explicit in the text. The drasha is zima zima, as we had. Meaning, who's in the pasuk? A woman that you married means your wife's mother, and then her mother, and Em Chamoto is explicit hachaktiva. That's a biased take on it. Rava Mar Chamoto Lacharmita Ikimenehu. Now they disagree halachically, which is, if you marry somebody and then she dies having relations with her mother. Rishmael says, Mar Chamoto Lacharmita Bisreifa. Because he reads Oto Vachatmehan, meaning, even if only one's alive, it's still Asur. It's still the Onesh. In other words, you married a woman and then she died, her mother, Achatmehan, is alive, then you get the Onesh. The Kiva says, no, Shtehan means they have to both be alive for the Onesh to kick in. There is an Isur, but it's an Isur without an Onesh, which is to marry Chamoto after Ishto passed away. Okay, we have successfully completed this somewhat twisty sugya, and we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, which will deal with the next half of Mishnah Aleph, which will deal with Elin HaNeharagin, those who get Saif. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.